soft power in Libya?
If we tried to overthrow Gaddafi by force, our coalition would splinter. We would likely have to put U.S. troops on the ground to accomplish that mission, or risk killing many civilians from the air.
Showcasing a new kind of multilateral strategy, President Obama hints that operations like the air attacks in Libya are the new business as usual for the United States post-Iraq.
And we're not quite post-Iraq. Obama floats what might be a doctrine. Stick softly and carry a big talk.
Huh?
Avoiding a massacre of civilians in Libya by avoiding another Iraq. Memo to Gaddafi, leave power on your own. You're not going to get the help we gave Saddam. Evaluating the little regime change that could or might. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. We're going to start right off this morning evaluating the president's speech and taking a look at this international consensus or mobilization or whatever you'd call it with a New York Times David Sanger in just a moment. It's Tuesday, March 29th.
And that's right at the top of the morning's news is the president's remarks about the moral obligation the U.S. had to get involved in Libya.
Some nations may be able to turn a blind eye to atrocities in other countries. The United States of America is different. And as president, I refuse to wait for the images of slaughter and mass graves before taking action.
In his first major address since ordering American airstrikes, the president says the U.S. has carried out its limited mission in Libya and will formally hand over control of the operation to NATO tomorrow.
The United States will play a supporting role, including intelligence, logistical support, search and rescue assistance, and capabilities to jam regime communications.
He went on to say that military intervention sends a clear message to other dictators in the region.
The democratic impulses that are dawning across the region would be eclipsed by the darkest form of dictatorship, as repressive leaders concluded that violence is the best strategy to cling to power.
To keep international pressure on Gaddafi, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in London this morning to meet with the leaders of NATO, the UN, and the Arab League.
There's fighting on the ground in Libya. The battle is on for Gaddafi's hometown and stronghold of Sirte. Libyan government tanks and rockets turned back a rebel assault this morning. U.S. Vice Admiral Bill Gortney says the rebels are not strong enough right now to overcome Gaddafi's forces alone.
Clearly, the opposition is not well organized, and it is not a very robust organization. I mean, that's obvious. So any gain that they make is tenuous.
There may be a contact today. The U.S. State Department is expected to send an envoy to meet with rebel leaders in Benghazi.
In Syria, the government will reportedly resign today, and a new cabinet will be created within 24 hours. Meanwhile, hundreds of protesters in the southern city of Daraa are conducting a sit-in this morning. At least 61 people have been killed in recent anti-government protests there. Japan's government is on a maximum state of alert. Plutonium was detected for the first time in the soil outside the Fukushima plant. Plutonium remains radioactive for hundreds of thousands of years. It's believed to be coming from water leaking from Reactor 3, which is still overheated.
And the first signs this morning from Tokyo that the government may be nationalizing TEPCO, the utility responsible for Fukushima. The U.S. Supreme Court takes on the biggest sex discrimination case in history today. The court will hear arguments on whether a lawsuit involving 1.5 million women can go forward against Walmart, the biggest private employer in the world. Asian and European markets are down. Futures are up. The Dow gets underway at 12,197. The S&P opens at 1,310. And the NASDAQ opens at 2,730.
Coming up later this hour, we're going to talk to Ted Danson. You probably know him as, you know, that bartender
friendly,
from that show
friendly
in Boston.
Well,
yeah.
And a million other things.
And a million other things as well. He's now on the HBO show Bored to Death. But for the past, say, 20 or 30 years, he's dedicated the other half of his life to our oceans, and that's what he's here to talk about. Coming up next, though, is Obama's approach in Libya the sign of a new doctrine? We're going to talk to the New York Times' David Sanger about that.